for Thursday, September 17th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, Saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Thursday. I'm so thankful that you've joined to be encouraged and challenged this morning by the written word of God. Today we are looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. This portion of scripture is titled, Warning Against Idolatry. I'm going to begin reading from verse 1. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Follow along as I read. This is what the word of God teaches. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, What's the Good of Temptation? And this is what he wrote. The word temptation has come down in the world. We are apt to use it wrongly. Temptation is not sin. It is the thing we are bound to meet if we are men. Not to be tempted would be to be beneath contempt. Many of us, however, suffer from temptations from which we have no business to suffer, simply because we have refused to let God lift us to a higher plane where we would face temptations of another order. A man's disposition on the inside, the example, what he possesses in his personality, determines what he is tempted by on the outside. The temptation fits the nature of the one tempted and reveals the possibilities of that nature. Every man has the setting of his own temptation, and the temptation will come along the line of the ruling disposition. Temptation is a suggested shortcut to the realization of the highest at which I aim. Not towards what I understand as evil, but towards what I understand as good. Temptation is something that completely baffles me for a while. I do not know whether the thing is right or wrong. Temptation yielded to is lust deified, and is a proof that it was timidity that prevented the sin before. Temptation is not something we may escape. It is essential to the full-orbed life of a man. Beware lest you think that you are tempted as no one else is tempted. What you go through is the common inheritance of the race, not something no one ever went through before. God does not save us from temptations. He secures us in the midst of them. Oswald Chambers attaches the scripture from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, which reads, For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And therein lies the learning for today. We must remember that Jesus experienced everything that we experience today. He has set the example of how we are to move forward in the face of temptation. I hope that you've been both challenged and encouraged this morning. Will you join again tomorrow as we look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15? In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.